Here is a suggested lead-in for a story about a Vanderbilt history professor's new book on Lyndon Johnson and some similarities he sees between Johnson and George W. Bush. The author of a new book about Lyndon Johnson's foreign policy sees some similarities between Johnson and our current president. Coming in 3, 2, 1. Vanderbilt Associate Professor of History Tom Schwartz provides an in-depth analysis of the Johnson administration's policy toward Europe during the turbulent 60s in a soon-to-be-published book by Harvard University Press. Schwartz believes that Lyndon Johnson did not receive full credit for his expertise in foreign relations, perhaps like George W. Bush.
I do actually see a similarity, although obviously the situations are very different. I think there was a tendency to see both men as essentially domestic politicians with relatively little foreign policy experience. In the case of Johnson, I think that was very much exaggerated, partly because of the style of that sort of populist folk Southern politician that seemed, at least in the 1960s, especially in contrast to the very suave and sophisticated John Kennedy, to be somewhat provincial and almost cornpone in its approach, and this being something that doesn't travel very well.
Schwartz says Johnson was actually extremely masterful at foreign relations.
Even if he was unsuccessful in the case of Vietnam, he did, I think, fully understand some of the aspects of alliance politics. My guess is that Bush is coming to that understanding, although he too, I think the difference might be that Bush seems to be, compared to Johnson, far more dependent on his team of advisors. Although, again, that was also something that was said about Johnson at the time, that he was in the grip of Kennedy's best and the brightest. So there is actually a lot of comparisons between the two men, not just the fact that they're from Texas and considered provincial politicians.
Schwartz's book, due out in April, is titled Lyndon Johnson and Europe in the Shadow of Vietnam. I'm Anne-Marie Deer Owens reporting.